Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. Let me run down today's show, 10:45. Pat Yuckman, he is the head men's basketball coach at UW Oshkosh, will join us. 11 o'clock for about a half hour, Mark Miller will join us. We're going to talk a little bit about early season. Teams looking good. Teams maybe disappointing. And we're going to talk about the WBUI shootout coming up over the holidays. At 11:30, we'll touch base with Ty Mosler about the Terry Porter Classic going on right now at Milwaukee South Division. In studio, I've been looking forward to the show. And before I tell you who is in, I don't know how many years ago it was that I started this show. It was a long time ago. And the show is from 7 to 8 on Saturday mornings. And I had a hard time getting some coaches to come in because it was new. Nobody was doing it. And I would call people, and each week was a struggle. And then Tom Diener came in. And because he said it was okay to do this, I got calls from coaches going, hey, whatever you need, I'm in. If Diener had a good time and he didn't, he didn't think it was so bad getting up early, well, then we moved the time slot to 10 to noon. But I'm telling you right now, that first year, I don't know if this show – Coach, to be honest with you, would have continued had your willingness to come in and talk high school basketball with me just kind of opened the door for a lot of other coaches to say, okay, if he'll do it, then I'll do it. We were joined by the head basketball coach at Cedarbrook High School, Tom Diener, and his son, John Diener. I love talking father-son stuff, so this is going to be a fun 2 hours for me. Coach, thanks for coming in. How you been?
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. I don't know how many years ago that was, Coach. I don't. But it was 10, 11, 12 years ago that we started this show. And I've thanked you before on the air, but I need to do it again because if it wasn't for your willingness to come in that first year, I don't know if this show would have continued. So I really appreciate that. 0-1 so far this year. How's the team reacting? Everything's going okay?
Yeah, we've played three games. We're 2-1. Yeah, we've had two conference games. We had a grind out game last night against Hartford.
And I did know that. Hold on. Yeah. It's so, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, sitting right in front of me.
So yeah, I mean we're a work in progress, and we're gonna get better. I think we're gonna end up being a really good ball club. It's just gonna take a little time.
Beat West Bend East and Hartford. 2-1. Hey, before, and John, I want to come to you here in a second. Before we look ahead, I need to look back a little bit from last year. You guys had an unbelievable run last year. And for me personally, this is my 36th year coaching basketball, John. One of the best performances that I have seen was the Cedarburg-Washington game. That was an incredible performance by you, and a willingness not to allow your team to lose. You had, I think, 46 that night and 73-70 against a team that was – they were going to stop you. That was the goal, was to stop John Diener, and they didn't do that. When you look back at last year, I know you didn't quite get it done at the end, got to the finals. You look at your junior year something special, though, correct?
Yeah. I mean, when I look back at my junior year, it's really – just we exceeded expectations.
You bet.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, I don't think I expected us to even get to the state tournament. So to make it all the way to the final, and then obviously, you know, score 46 points, break the state tournament record is really something special. But it's really a tribute to all the guys we had on our team. We had some really good seniors and great players, and then obviously some good coaching.
John, did you know early on some really good coaches? We'll talk about that because I agree with you, but we'll talk about that.
I'm buying lunch.
Yeah, you better buy lunch. Did you know early on in that game, because you've had big games before, but to have a game that big on that big of a stage against a team that was doing, they knew what the game plan was. The game plan has been the same since your freshman year.
Yeah.
And the game plan is, let's not let Diener beat us. Let's hit them. Let's, if we got a double team and we'll change, you know, we're going to, if we can, let's make sure that we don't let him beat us, let somebody else beat us. Well, that was Washington's goal, and you hit him for 46. Did you know early on in that game that you had a chance to have something special going?
Well, I came out of the gates, and I approached it like any other game. Just let the game come to me. And, you know, obviously I shot the ball really well. And as the game progressed, I guess I just kept building confidence and we kept getting me the ball in good position. So not really, I guess, just kept taking it one possession at a time, and then points kept mounting.
Do you ever look back at the stats from that one?
I did.
16 for 29 is about as good as you can do, in I think.
Maybe I should have made some free throws.
9 for 15. Yeah. I was going to go right past that line because I know that your daddy would be bringing that up. But 73-70, beat a Washington team that, when you looked at the Cedarburg team, you looked at the Washington team walking through an airport, you might pick them.
For sure. Yeah, I think when we came out for warm-ups, I think not many people really gave us a chance in that game because Washington's obviously one of the most physically imposing teams in the state. I think they have a great team this year. I think they'll, I think they're one of the favorites to win it in Division II this year. So
I agree with you on that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
They. I watched them at the Kettle Moraine tournament. They look like a college basketball team.
They do, yeah.
That 6'10" freshman.
Yeah,
he does not carry himself like a freshman.
He's, if not the best, one of the best players in the state. I think, just you don't see many like that.
You know, it's interesting when you look at that run from last year, John. It's not like you blew anybody out. That first game against West Bend West, you won by about 30, and that was one that. Mm-hmm. Then Brown Deer 71-70. Beaver Dam 57-54, Kaukauna 78-75, Washington 73-70, lost in the finals, I think it was 55-53, something like that. Every single game was right down to the wire. You like games like that?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the goal isn't to have it like that close, but
right.
I think that's what made the run so incredible. You know, we start off at Brown Deer regional final game and win by one. I think we were down two with 8 seconds left. And they're a really good team. I mean, they beat Washington this year, I think, in the opener. So
yeah, they're good this year.
But, you know, win a game like that by 1 point at home really builds confidence. Then we go to Beaver Dam. They'd lost one game the whole year. Win that game by three. So it just kept mounting. Our confidence kept building, and we kept getting tighter as a unit.
Hey, Coach, as and you know this better than probably most, when you win a couple of games like that in a row, and then you're in another tight one, these kids look at you different. You know, there's a minute to go, it's a tie score, and you take a timeout, and these kids now believe that they're going to figure out a way to win the thing.
Yeah, that confidence really built over a four-year period. You know, I had a group last year that they basically were with me for 4 years.
Right.
You know, Jordan Johnson, Jared Short, Matt Barber and John Van Tassel. So they just kept building confidence from the time that I had them. And then, you know, it accumulated in that stretch run at the state tournament.
John, when you were in eighth grade, your dad came and we did a show out. It was a motorcycle dealership out in Thiensville. And on the air, you know, I asked about you, and he said, yeah, he's got a chance, you know, to play some varsity basketball sometime in his career. And then we went to a break, and I said, how good is he? And your dad said, be honest with you, he could play varsity basketball right now as an eighth grader. He said, I truly believe that. He said he's got such a good basketball IQ, and he's a tough kid, and He doesn't say a whole lot. He just goes about his business. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, I think you'll be surprised. I think next year's a freshman. He'll probably start for us. And sure enough, did you feel any pressure as a freshman playing for your dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I remember my first varsity game as a home game, and we didn't play a very good team, but that was the most nervous I've ever been. You know, first varsity game, I'm starting. We had a lot of people in the school, you know, you just play because your dad plays, a lot of stuff like that.
Right.
So
yep.
You just have to block all that out. And I think I scored 35 in my first game, but I didn't really shoot it well at all. I should have had about 50. I was just so he always gives me crap about that. He says I should have had 50 in that game. But
it's awesome.
But, I mean, you have to grow up fast. You know, I think I averaged close to 20 a game as a freshman. So, I mean, you get over that pretty quick, and you got to grow up fast. And
you know, yeah. John, I coached my son mm-hmm. at Calvary Baptist in Menominee Falls. 67 kids in the school. We had eight boys on the basketball team. And even there, he got, because he started as a sophomore, mm-hmm. and we had five seniors. Mm-hmm. And we started four of them and started him. And I didn't know until after it was over. I had my son come in and Cam Cerrone and Andy come in. And we did a father and son show. And my son started to talk about some of the things that he was going through in the locker room and in the school, and he shaded me from that. I didn't know about it until it was all over. And I kind of felt bad. He said, no, it was, you know, it toughens you up a little bit, but it's hard to be a coach's son.
I agree with that. I do think it develops a certain mental toughness when you're in that close game, tie game with a minute left, fans are screaming. You're able to block out all that noise. But, yeah, obviously it's tough. There's a lot of outside influences. But if you block those out, I think it's definitely worth it.
We had on that show, Tony Bennett joined us. Mm-hmm. And he played for his father mm-hmm. at Green Bay. And he said after practice for 20 minutes, whether I wanted to or whether I needed to, I would shoot for an extra 20 minutes so that my teammates could go in the locker room and complain about our coach. Because at the end of the day, the coach is my dad, and I didn't want to hear about it. And he said, I hated doing that sometimes, but I did it so that they could have their 20 minutes away from me, and they know that this is my dad. He's my dad first, my coach second. And it was pretty interesting because I had Dick Bennett then on the show I do called Faith in the Zone, and I told him about that. And he said, I figured it out about 2 weeks in. I figured out why he was doing it. We never talked about it. I figured out what he was doing, but it was 20 minutes at the end of every practice. Kids would be in the locker room, and then he'd go in, and he would knock and say, I'm coming in. So they'd stop complaining about his dad. Guys, this is good. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk about this year's team. And I'm excited. First time I've talked with John Diener, but I've heard about him for years from his dad, Tom, and every bit. As strong a personality and a good kid as Tom has told me, and a heck of a basketball player heading to DePaul next year. I'm going to ask him about that decision as well in the recruiting process. And I know talking to Tom, he's still very comfortable with his decision. But if you look at the rankings, he's ranked number third in the state as a senior, and wondering if he ever sits back and thinks, wonder where else would be interesting for me to go. We'll ask him that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You hear what I hear. I said a little lamb to the shepherd boy. To the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented, as always, by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern in studio with Tom and John Diener. Tom's the head basketball coach at Cedarburg High School. John is a senior. This went quick, Tom.
Yeah.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
It goes quick. You know, it's a little bit sad.
Yes.
You know, when I think about it now, him going away and leaving. You know, more than the basketball, I mean, because I'll be watching them play basketball
right.
and that kind of stuff. But just from a daily interaction standpoint, you know, seeing that he's going to be leaving the house.
It's hard. That's
a hard thing. And it's, you know, all parents go through that. So it's nothing really unique, you know, to me.
But, I went through it. And it's really, it's the, my son went to Maranatha Baptist Bible College, Division III in Watertown. So it's 45 minutes away. But it was different. I had coached him in high school, and now I'm a parent watching. My wife and I never sat next to each other during a game. She said I didn't cheer correctly. Me? Come on, man. Yeah. Are you kidding me? But that's kind of what, then I sat and had a watching it. It was really hard. And the hardest part was not having him in the house.
Yeah.
To not say, hey, you want to go to a game or you want to, you know, that kind of stuff was difficult.
Yeah, I mean, today we're, you know, we're talking about what football games we're going to watch, you know, and,
right.
you know, the Badgers are on at 7 tonight and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we've been doing that for 10 years, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're gonna miss that. It's probably harder on me than him, but
it's exciting for John. You're excited yeah. about, and if we can, DePaul came early. Mm-hmm. They came early. Good fit for you?
Yeah, I think. Talking about DePaul, you'd have to start with the Big East Conference, obviously a great basketball conference. And then I think a lot of it is just trust. I think this day and age in college basketball, you see all the, you know, the Louisville thing. But I have a lot of trust in Coach Lato, the head coach over there. And my cousin Drake played for him in 2003, and he had nothing but positive things to say about him. So I think that was a big part of it.
Yeah, yell at your cousin Drew if you get a chance. I called him twice to come on as our college coach, never heard back from him. So if you get a hold, and I have his office number, I don't have his cell number, so I don't know how often he checks his office number. But I said, look, if you can get a hold of me, I'd love to make it a whole Diener show. But I did not hear back from him. And he hits a golf ball about 6 miles. Did you know that?
We've golfed with Drew. Yeah,
He hits it pretty well.
Yeah.
He played in our.
It's not always straight though.
It's not consistent.
That's the problem.
The whole, you know what? He played in our 105.7 FM, the Fan thing, and he was either ahead of us or behind us, and I wasn't paying a lot of attention. But the three or four times I watched, he hit it a mile, and he just looked at me and go like, "What?" And I go, man, do you ever, like, you must play golf every day. Do you coach? Do you tee? What do you do? He said, nah. He said, you're just looking at some of my good shots. Growing up in a basketball family, John, was you knew early on, because you were in the gym with your dad a lot, when he was at Hamilton. Were you around for the Vincent years?
Yeah, I was around for a couple of Vincent years.
You were a ball boy or what?
I was, yeah. I don't really remember much about the Vincent year, but I do remember some games, and then obviously Milwaukee Hamilton. I was a manager there too, so I was really exposed to the game at a young age and really fell in love with it at a young age.
Did you start playing for your school team like in fourth grade? Did you start playing AAU early?
I didn't really play AAU a lot until like fifth grade, I think. But I played for the school team. It was at Franklin at the time.
Okay,
in about fourth grade through third or fourth grade through a seventh. So yeah.
Did you enjoy playing AAU basketball?
To be honest, it wasn't the best experience for me. I had played for a lot of different teams. I don't know. It's just a different brand of basketball.
I don't think my son liked it much. You know, we, Tom, it to this day, I mean, it takes a good 2 weeks sometimes as high school coaches to get the AAU out of some of these kids for me. And I know I'll start getting, my phone will start blowing up. We don't do that and we don't do that. There are some good AAU programs, mm-hmm. but there are some that are not very good.
Yeah, you know, it's like anything else. There's good and there's bad and all that kind of stuff. John had his final year. He really had a lot of fun. He played for Craig Hawley, Wisconsin Blizzard.
Yeah.
And just really had a lot of fun, became friends with some of the guys on the team, the quarterback at Kimberly, who just won the state championship. John became friends with him. And they were just a group of guys that played the right way. You know, they passed the ball and just wanted to win and have some fun. And so he ended up having a really fun last year of AAU. But previous to that, not so much.
I coached Matthew when he was younger, and we stopped. It just got to be too much. And the last year for him, he played with Brian Staffelt. And it was, he had a ball. He had a ball, and it was all guys. It was, you know, Dustin Staffelt. It was Windler from South Milwaukee and Alex Murg, who played at Whitewater, and all these guys that would just get in gaps and kick and take a charge once in a while. And they would beat teams that they had no right beating. They just didn't. And because they did things the correct way and played it the way it was supposed to be played. John, when you look back at and again, this is the year of last for you guys, and I hate to say it that way, but this will be the last time you play here or play at home against this team. What will you look back at your career at Cedarburg, and is it the friendships that you made with these players? Is it the time you've gotten to spend with your dad, or is it a combination of all of it?
I'd say first would be the relationship I've built with my dad. On the court and off the court, just the little things like after the game, you know, getting something to eat, talking about the game, talking about different high school basketball games that went on, just all that stuff I think I'll miss the most.
We, Matthew and I had to figure out where, read a book called Coaching Our Sons. Coach Tank up in Dodgeville wrote this book.
Yeah, I've read that book. Yeah, I know Coach Tank.
Yeah.
I've read the book.
It was so important because from that book, the good and the bad, really ugly stories.
Yeah, there's some a great book.
Horrible stories of the parents,
yeah.
Father and sons not figuring it out. Our deal was once we got to the kitchen table, I was his dad. So after games, if he had a bad game, he'd jump in his mom's car, jump in my wife's car, thinking he could get to the kitchen table before I got there, so that I had to now just talk to him as, you know, how's school, son? Are you still looking at this girl or that girl or whatever? But it was we figured that out. Tom, when I had Steve Showalter in, and he said, look, I made some mistakes with Zach because of that father-son coach. He said I was much, much better with Jake. He said, but we went through some growing pains with Zach, the first one. I'm wondering if the freshman year was hard for you guys, or has it been pretty...
Nah, you know, I don't really look back and think that we made mistakes or not really. It's gone pretty well. I think I've become pretty educated with the whole AAU thing. That was a bit frustrating for me. And I would have done things differently in regards to the AAU stuff.
You didn't coach AAU, right?
No, I didn't. And you know, we finally figured it out as last year, like I said, you know, Craig Hawley's a great one of the better summer coaches, and so he really ended up having a lot of fun that last year. But previous to that, you know, as we talked about, it wasn't so much. But in terms of Cedarburg High School, I think we did a pretty good job. I really don't have any regrets in that matter.
You know, and I can't find it in my packet, but I read an article, and I thought I printed it out for myself. And it talked about, it was 2 years ago, Tom, and I think you had won your 500th game, and it started out by saying how happy you were that your mom could get to that game, and you said, I don't think anybody's seen more basketball games than my mom. And is that where the love of the game came from for you guys?
Well, you know, I was the youngest of four boys, and then, you know, I had a sister, and so we just grew up playing sports in the driveway, you know. And
where'd you grow up, by the way?
In Fond du Lac.
Yeah. Fondy boy.
And my mom is still alive. She's, I don't know, 96 or 7 now, and she lives in the same house.
Wow.
Since 1958. Yeah. You know, and so we get up there, and, you know, the hoop's still there, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, we played all the sports, and but, you know, ended up really loving basketball. My brother Dick, you know, was a very good player, and the whole family and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where it began.
You know, my mom, when I was younger, and she didn't like driving even in the rain, and it was a snowstorm, and she said, get in the car. I think it was 7th grade. And we drove to 35th and Wisconsin. And we got there. Racine St. Catharines was playing Marquette, and it was Allie McGuire against Jim Jones. And we walked in, and the kids said, we're sold out. And my mom said, no, my son's getting to see this game. And he said, man, we're sold out. And she said, you don't understand. I drove in this blizzard. My son's getting in to see this game. And he said, just go ahead. And we sat up, stood at the top of the bleachers in an electric gymnasium. And Allie McGuire, Milwaukee Marquette, Racine St. Catharines, Jim Jones. And I knew at that moment that I don't know if I was going to play, but I was going to be involved in basketball somehow, some way. And the kids would go to bed. right? Large Irish Catholic family. And she'd wake me up to watch Bill Walton play. She loved watching that big redheaded kid from UCLA. My dad would be at the tavern with his bricklaying buddies, and my mom would make popcorn and a little bottle of Pepsi and say, get up, let's watch this game
that's
together.
Outstanding.
And that's where, for me, that's where the whole thing. So when I read that article, I thought, that's outstanding. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll talk about this year's team. We got to get some of the players. If you go out and watch Cedarburg play, other than John Diener, who are all some of the kids that are making this team go? And we'll do that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is Christ the King who shepherds God.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern in studio with John, Tom Diener. Notice I said John first now, because Tom, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were out at that motorcycle thing, you said, look, he's a really good basketball player, but let me tell you what kind of student he is. I said, really? He said, yeah, man, he's a good basketball player. He's a great student, really smart kid. And now I see it. Obviously, he carries himself wonderfully. I asked you when I saw you at the Brookfield Central when Martin Luther played Cedarburg. We sat at the table together, and I said, "What is he thinking?" And he wants to go into medicine. So, John, and you can change it 15 times between now and next week Sunday if you want. But if you had to look into your future, what do you think you're going to do with your life?
Well, I'm planning on majoring in health science at DePaul. Kind of like a pre-med thing. Obviously, my cousins play overseas in Italy, so that's something I'll have to think about if I have the option to do that.
Sure.
But I guess right now, and obviously, it's susceptible to change. It's just a young age, but I'm thinking about medical school. So.
Man, good for you. So the term student-athlete, you understand?
Yeah, I think my cumulative GPA at Cedarburg is like a 4.2, so... Really, it's been the classroom first and then basketball as well.
Where does that come from? And you know what?
Not my dad.
What are we, twin? Not my dad.
It comes from Christina, my wife, and I think their family and whatnot. But I was always an average student. But John, just from day one, just was interested in learning and was very serious about his studies going back to elementary school. And as hard as he's worked as a basketball player, he's worked as hard or even harder as a student. I mean, he's always studying. I mean, we were talking about watching the football games tonight, and he's saying, well, I got to do this and that. I'm going to study and then, trying to plan his day out. So he's a very serious student.
I taught my son how to go left in the basketball court. I taught him how to get in a gap and kick to the guy who's hit two in a row, go to his side a couple times. He was an academic All-American. He was just off the charts with that. And that came from my wife and his mom. There's no absolutely no doubt. So maybe we're similar. In fact, I had lunch with him, John, and asked him why he was such a good kid. Because there's a woman here that I work with, and she asked me. She said, "Look, I got a couple boys in high school. They're doing some things they shouldn't be doing. How'd you deal with that?" And I said, "I never really had to." And she goes, "Can I ask why?" And I sat with him, and he said, "My faith is really important to me. I never wanted to disappoint my mom, and you scared the living daylights out of me." And I said, "Well, I wasn't put on this earth to raise a happy child. I was put on this earth to raise a happy adult. Are you happy?" He said, "Yeah, I'm really happy." So it worked out really well. And he told me, he said, "You never got it." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You thought because I was a starting point guard on a college basketball team, I was one of the cool guys, right?" I go, "Yeah." He said, "Dad, look at all my friends. I hung around with nothing but geeks." He goes, "All guys, and we did like math tournaments and stuff." He said, "I was the one geek whose dad took the time to teach him a little bit of basketball." So, maybe don't worry about if that's the direction that you're going to go. Tom, this year's team, 2-1. If we come out and watch you guys play, obviously I think John is the guy that we start with. But after that, you've got some talented basketball players.
Yeah, we truly do. And, the first guy I got to talk about is Matthew Barber.
You bet.
Barber, 6'8 kid, can play point guard or center, just really versatile at the high school level, a four-year starter, and that versatility really helps in a lot of ways. Actually, we've been without our point guard, Ian Nelson, who's an 11th grader. He's got a foot problem. We're going to get him back on Monday. But so we've actually kind of had Matt Barber play point guard these first three games. You know, John will play point some, but he gets tired and we don't want him to do everything.
Right.
So Matt's been playing point guard, but he's just really a very skilled, smart, all-around great player. Had a heck of a game last night. And he helps our team tremendously. And then we got a couple other seniors, Chuck Willer, Quinn Modell. Those are guys that are going to help us a lot this year. They were on the bench last year, but now they're stepping up and playing a lot of minutes. We have one freshman that I'd like to talk about, Drew Bibber, very
sure.
talented ninth grader. Actually started last night, hit a couple threes, 6'4" guard that can really shoot the ball and is really showing a lot of maturity and focus. And we're really excited about him.
Hey, real quick, John, you know where this kid is at because you were that kid. You were the 6'4" freshman having to play, but you were surrounded with young kids back then. It was a young team. This is a senior laden team more, and now this freshman has to step in. You being a good role model for him,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, it was his first career start yesterday, and I think he could have started the first game, but it was just we don't want to ruin his confidence. But he really played well last night, hit two threes, and I told him he played like it was his fifth year of varsity basketball. But I've really been trying to mentor him before
Good.
The game. I talked to him because I know that's what I would have wanted if I was a freshman. So
yeah, you didn't there. When you didn't really have much of a senior class
no.
or junior class because it was mm-hmm. to the future when your dad took over, and so it's nice, I'm sure, for him to be able to see how you handle yourself and. And good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. 6'4" freshman, not a bad way to start, right?
Yeah, he's really focused and wants to learn and listen. Very athletic. We're really excited about him. And he's got a brother on the team. Carson Bibber is a junior, and he gives us a lot of minutes too. He's a 6'5" kid, real athletic. And so we got the Bibber boys.
Conference up or down, do you think? How are you feeling about the conference?
It's kind of early to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there are, really any great teams in the conference. I don't see that.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be real balanced, and every game is going to be hard fought. We won our first two games by 20 points, but, we were talking after the game. Boy, it didn't feel like that.
Right.
We really had to work hard and battle and grind to get the victories.
John, the difference between being the team that's hunting – and now being you are hunted. Everybody's going to give you the best shot, different than when you were a freshman and even a sophomore. Certainly starting last year and this year, you feel the difference?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, actually, because I think a lot of people from the outside looking in will, look at the scores of our conference and think, oh, these teams aren't that good. But I swear when we go to Hartford last night, it's like sold out. People don't realize that. And then these teams play 10, 20 points better than they do against, on an average night. So everyone is gunning for us, and that's really apparent when you watch the film versus, when they play someone else, and maybe you think and look, they're not that good, but then they suit up against us and they really play their best ball.
Well, and they're, all of a sudden now, two, 3 years ago, they didn't game plan against you. They said, let's just go out and beat them. And we're playing them Tuesday, but we're playing this team on Friday. So as coaches, we never look ahead, but we work ahead. And so we're looking at that thing on Friday, doing drills during the week to beat the team on Friday, just expecting to beat Cedarburg. They're watching film now. They're watching film now. So, guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, head basketball coach at UW Oshkosh is going to join us for a couple of minutes. He's Pat Yuckman. They got a game tonight, and we're going to talk to him about a couple of different things. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Do you ever wonder why a coach does what he does? What's his coaching philosophy? From offense to defense to special teams. It's time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Department.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom and John Diener. Tom's the head basketball coach, Cedarburg John Sr. going to DePaul. We are now joined by the head men's basketball coach, UW Oshkosh, Pat Yuckman. Pat, how you doing today?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time. I know you guys got a game later today, so I think timing-wise, this worked out really well. How's the team doing so far? So good, right?
Yeah, we're you know, it's early December here, so we've got a lot of growth and a lot of improving to do. But we're off to a 4-0 start.
Yep.
And have learned a lot through wins. Haven't played complete games yet. And as you mentioned, we've got a really good test tonight. We're playing the number 2 ranked team, returning. They were the national runner-up last year, Augustana College out of Rock Island, Illinois, coming to Kulph tonight. So we're excited. We're going to be challenged. Looking forward to seeing how we respond to playing a terrific team.
Hey, Coach, on this segment, and we're going to ask you for one or two staple drills a little bit later in the segment, but on this coach's college coaches segment, I'll only allow college coaches on that give our kids from the state of Wisconsin a chance to play at the next level. And looking at your roster, Coach, you guys do a great job of giving our kids that are playing high school basketball the opportunity to play Division III basketball, so I commend you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. And as a Wisconsin-born and bred young man, obviously respect like crazy just the basketball history, tradition, coaching of our state, of guys like Coach Diener, you've got who's sitting next to you there.
Yep.
Of our league, you know, the tradition of the WIAC with the Dick Bennett's and Bo Ryan's and the tradition. And I wasn't good enough to play in this league, quite honestly. I played in a maybe a step down league, which is where I belong. But man, I'm very appreciative for the opportunity to coach in Wisconsin, coach the great young men of this state, and compete in the best league in the country.
Hey, Coach, you're at UW Oshkosh. Is this your 6th year as the head coach?
This is my 6th year.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that we're already at this point.
Yeah, it does go a little bit quick, doesn't it?
It does. It flies by. And we're excited with where we're at. We're currently ranked number 18 in the country.
Yep.
We feel like we've got maybe our most balanced team in terms of size and quality guard play. And if the coach doesn't screw them up, we got a chance to be all right this year.
That's awesome. Hey, when you talk to kids, Coach, what do you start with when you tell them what it takes? Because we've got a young man who's going to DePaul, so it's a different, you know, it's a Division I, different level. But when you're talking to kids, what do you tell them that it takes to play at the next level?
Well, if he no longer wants to go to DePaul or wants another option, we're
gonna you know what? Hey, I'll make sure he gets your number just in case that whole DePaul thing doesn't work out for him.
Absolutely. Just kidding, of course. You know, I think the first thing, and John and certainly Diener's realize this, college basketball is really hard. I mean, it's like you have two full-time jobs. I mean, you're a full-time college student, and certainly the dedication it takes to be a college athlete, let alone a college basketball player, is significant. And so one thing is we try to identify, I mean, do you like the game or do you have this deep passion for it? You have to love the game because it's going to be hard before it gets easier, particularly as a younger player in a program. And it's an eye-opener for young men when they come in just to see, you know, it's an everyday commitment if you're going to compete in a high level and be successful. So we first identifying the young men that just love the game, have a deep, you know, they just have a passion. For us, we really, I think as I've grown as a coach and learned along the way, we really try to examine the character of the young men that we recruit. We want high character young men who are going to be great teammates. Basketball is a synergy game, right? And guys that accept roles, and you're going to, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, your culture. Your culture starts with the young men in your program. If you got good guys, you're likely going to have a strong culture. If you don't have good guys, you're not. And so we try to identify certainly the character, and that's, you know, there's no test for that, but that's talking to coaches, our own observations, and just getting and developing a relationship. You know, we want guys who are serious about academics, serious about getting a great degree, And then certainly the last thing is just, do you have the subsequent skill level talent or the ability to get there to compete, you know, in a great league?
Hey, Tom, you've had these conversations with John. So, and I'm sure you've had cousins that have played really high level, John. So I would assume that you grew up knowing and at least having people tell you what it takes to play at that next level and the kind of commitment that it takes and how hard it is. It's really a hard thing and something you're excited about, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with everything he said, especially at the Division III level. You got to find guys that, because there's no athletic scholarships, you got to find guys that love to play the game of basketball. And I think at the Division I level, that's lacking a little bit. I think kids are in it for the wrong reasons a little bit, you know, with all the fame. But I think at the Division III level, you got to find kids that really love the game. And I think Division I level, that's key too.
You know what? If you didn't have the talent to play Division I, you'd be a great division, you know, because you truly love the game. Hey, Coach, real quick. A drill that you guys do on a daily basis because it makes your kids better. Can you give us either on the offensive side or defensive side?
Absolutely. I love talking drills. I tell you what, I'm going to give you – first thing is just a overall philosophy. Every drill we do, for the most part, is competitive. We're keeping some sort of score, whether it be a shooting drill, a breakdown, a hole. And what we do is if your team or you individually win a drill, you get a point. And we have a spreadsheet. We have a manager keeps track of it. And we have what we call our point shorts. At the end of the week, the young man that has the most points accrued, he gets to wear the shorts the next week in practice. And there's some benefits to that in terms of if you start out a drill, you can start on offense, defense, stuff like that. So we just everything we do is we're keeping score. I want our guys competing and trying to win everything. So that's sort of just kind of a broad. Our guys really get into that. And then coaches, we can give discretionary points. A kid takes a charge or gets on the floor, wins a key loose ball. We call them winning plays. We can give John got, you know, he gets a point for that. So something we do that I stole
that's
from
awesome.
A coaching friend of mine. I've done it now for 8-9 years, and it's simple. But, man, our guys know they keep track of the points and take a lot of pride in it. So that's sort of aside from the drills. One of the things, and I credit my assistant coach who came from Tulane, who played for or coached with a really a technician down there. We call it finishing school. Almost every day we are working on finishing in some form and fashion. And it really goes across all the position groups, guards, wings, bigs. You know, they're all doing similar things. We're worried about when we attack, how we start with our footwork and then how we finish. What happens in between, I care less about, quite honestly. But we want to give our guys multiple solutions. When we put the ball in the lane in terms of footwork, we teach the stride stop and multiple pivots. And we really, and today it's going to be key. We're playing it. Augustana's got a 6'10 kid and a 6'10 backup that try to block everything. So us getting in the lane, getting balanced, pivoting, shot faking, you know, kicking it out, spraying the ball, as we say, sharing the sugar. So we're every day we're spending 6 to 8 minutes. We just call it finishing school, and we just have like, you know, 6 or 7 drills. We rotate from different very simple things around the basket to starting at the elbow, attacking, starting from the wing, and all of our guys are doing it, not just our guards.
Boy, that's good. Yeah, Tom Dieter's taking all kinds
of
notes.
Yeah,
he's coached as long as I have, and we're taking notes like crazy here.
Yeah,
Coach.
I want to say, Coach, heck of a start you got here. I see you're 4-0 and you beat St. Norbert's, and you know St. Norbert's has been a real.
We're excited about our start. We haven't played. We played really well in stretches, but like many teams early on, we haven't put it all together. And tonight, we need to put it together and play the right way and play successful basketball for 40 minutes if we're going to get it done.
He is Pat Youngman, the head basketball coach at UW Oshkosh. Trust me, the kids I coach are going to start hearing the term share the sugar. Sharing the sugar is coming out, and I'm going to byline you the first time, Coach, and then I'm going to own that thing.
Amen. I stole it from someone else. God knows who it was. But yeah,
that's awesome.
It's part of our culture. We want to share the basketball, and that ball has energy. As everybody touches it, it just gains energy from there. So we like talking, share the sugar.
Well, and hey, that weekly winner on competitive drills, I think, man, I like that idea as well. I'm not sure that what we're going to do at the end of the week. But
funny thing is, I played ball with McGivern, and he doesn't like to share the sugar so much down at the Princeton Club.
I've never been one to share the sugar. I just shoot the ball a little bit. So I'm not I'm not winning that weekly award, but I could light up No, I couldn't light up Diener. I'm just kidding. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Good luck today, and good luck the rest of the year.
Hey, Mike, Coach, thanks for having me on. Good luck this year, Coach, and we'll see you guys soon.
You got it. Pat Youngman, he is the head basketball coach at UW Oshkosh. We're going to get to a break. On the side of the break, Mark Miller will join us. We're going to start to highlight and promote the WBY shootout coming up at Concordia University at the end of the month. This is the High School Basketball Coaches Show, as always, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom and John Diener, Cedarburg High School, Tom's the head basketball coach. John is a senior heading for DePaul. Hey, that coach from Oshkosh, good. That was really good. Solid guy, huh?
Yeah, he really had some great insights, I thought, and sounds like he's really... You know, got a great program there.
You look at that roster, 14 out of the 18 kids are from Wisconsin. And I just really, I love guys like that that give our kids a chance. Look, not every kid's going to be a John Diener. Not every kid's a Division I kid. But there are some kids, like John said, that have a pure love for the game and want to compete and play at the next level. And yeah, look, Division III basketball around here is really good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, and I love Division III basketball because it really is comprised of kids that love to play, whether it be football or basketball. You got to love it. There's not a lot of perks involved.
Correct.
You're playing for the love of the game. So you got a bunch of kids there that are playing a game because they love it. It's a lot like high school basketball. They're playing for the right reasons.
It's my favorite. People ask me that. Man, you're kind of a freak with this high school stuff. And I go, yeah, I think it's the purest. And we're going to get to Mark Miller in 1 second. I apologize. He's holding, but I think he would agree with this. Tom, I don't know how many kids I have said to, look, enjoy high school basketball. It's the best. It's the best. You get to play with guys you grew up with. You get to play with, you know, you get to play in front of kids that you're in class with. And not everybody is, obviously, when you play in the Big East, it's different. 95% of the kids I've coached, if they've played at the next level, it's been a Division III level. And I think high school basketball is as good as it gets for 95% of these kids.
Yeah, it's just outstanding. I've just had so much fun coaching high school kids my whole life. And again, they're playing for the right reasons, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Hey, you and I, and we're going to talk to Mark about this. We disagree on the 35-second shot clock, but that thing got run out quick. That thing's gone. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
I'm not. Yeah, we disagree. And you know what?
Well, that's because you didn't like to share the sugar.
No, I don't. Yeah. Hey, John Diener, would you have liked to play with a 35-second shot clock in high school?
I got to be with my dad on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till you
get better be.
Well, yeah, you better be because he's buying you lunch, and I wasn't going to buy you lunch. We're now joined by Mark Miller, WisHoops.com. The Rick Majerus Wisconsin Basketball Shootout is coming up December 27th, 28th, 29th. This time of year, I always have Mark on. We start to highlight, promote, and celebrate that three-day shootout. Mark, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Hey, what was your thought on that 35-second shot clock that they just got rid of before it ever got started?
Well, I've written about it a few times on wisports.net, and I actually got a story about it in the basketball group this year, and I was not for it, but I just thought that it was something that really isn't needed at the high school level, and the headaches associated with it outweighed the benefits. And at the same time, if it came in, that, you know, that was fine. But I just didn't think it was needed. I don't go to too many games where teams are hanging on to the ball forever. And even if they are, I think that's part of the game. And if you're an underdog and you're able to slow down the tempo of the game to be competitive, that's not easy to do. So I think that's part of the skill of trying to win a game.
You know, I just didn't want to see the Diener teams from old where you go four corners and, you know, just hold the ball until you decided to go get a bucket. And it doesn't surprise me, Tom, that you and I are opposite ends of that. I just think that I thought it would be good for the state of Wisconsin. There's other states that have done it, and they've had no issues with it. It sounds like the money that it was going to take and the fine guys to do it were part of the reason. But I knew as soon as that came out, there were a lot of people calling me saying, you know, I'm not for this at all. And they would call and yell at me after I'd make my what I thought was a correct decision and to get that thing in here. But with these guys, man, I'm one and you guys are three at this point. Three against one. I'm a little surprised. I thought for sure your kid would be on my side, Diener. You know that? But no, absolutely not. Hey, Mark, were you at the St. Catharines Lake Mills game last night?
Yes, that was the game I was at last night, and it was a 67-66 win for St. Cats. Really, really high level game with incredible intensity and stellar defense. Really good shooting by Lake Mills. They made 12 3-point baskets in the game. St. Catharines did not have a single 3-pointer, so they got outscored 36-0 from deep. They were down 14 with 11 minutes to go, and really ratcheted up the pressure and had a couple turnovers and just got the ball inside to Quinn Cafferty. He was able to finish and ended up winning the game. But it was a really good atmosphere. Two teams that I think have a really good chance to play in the Division III state tournament, in Madison in March. To be honest with you, I was a little surprised at how good Lake Mills was. I mean, they lost 2,000-point scorers from their team a year ago that made it to the state tournament. And yet they had three freshmen and a couple sophomores who played big minutes along with their three returning starters. And of course, St. Cats is very young as well. They had two freshmen. One other freshman I think is going to be one of the top kids in the 2021 class. His name is Tyrese Hunter. And he started for St. Catharines, and he's a guard and just really knows how to play. He's got a great feel for the game. He's skilled, and he defends, which, you know, is not a surprise when you look at who's coaching the team, Nick Bennett.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a really good game, really fun game to watch, particularly for this early in the year. It had all the makings of a conference championship type game, or a regional final, or even a sectional game. It was that good of a game last night.
Well, St. Catharines is in our conference, and they're in our regional, and Lake Mills is in the regional as well. So. I'm not happy to hear all that great stuff you just said about that game, Mark.
You know what? And I don't know how Tom feels about this, but the Division II and Division III, to me, are the deepest and most competitive and balanced divisions in the state. I mean, D1 is obviously very, very good in terms of the talent and the teams. But, we've had Germantown and Spash kind of dominate that section, that level. For the last several years. But when you look at 2 and 3, there's been a lot of different state champions and a lot of teams that really legitimately come into the season thinking, hey, we got a chance. I mean, it's not going to be easy. You mentioned teams in your regional alone, but we're good enough that we can make a run. So the depth, the overall depth and the quality of play, particularly in those two divisions, to me, is really high and really fun to watch. I think it's going to be that way again this year.
Tom, have you looked ahead? Who's in your regional and stuff? Where do they have
you
guys?
I don't typically look ahead too much, but, we've got Kokono, in our sectional final.
Okay.
Future, hopefully. They're really, really good again this year. But yeah, if you look at the teams we had to beat last year to get to the state tournament, it's just amazing. I think I made the statement that any of those teams could have been state champion at the Division II level.
Yeah, I agree with
Brown
that.
Brown Deer, Beaver Dam, Washington, those teams were all really good.
Kokona.
Yeah, you know, so I agree with Mark. I've tried to figure out what happened to Division One, and I can't really pinpoint it. There just isn't a lot of great Division One teams like there used to be back in the 90s and early 2000s. Boy, there were tons of really good Division One teams. Now, I know they've gone to more divisions and all that kind of stuff, but I just can't really figure out why it's like that, but it truly is.
I think, and I don't know, Mark, if you'll agree with me, but charter schools and school choice is taking some kids into different areas that maybe they weren't in back in the day. And I miss when they had 8 Division Ones up there.
Yeah, that was fun.
Those were great days, I thought, but everything changes. So, Mark, can we hold you over for one more segment? We didn't get a chance to talk much about the WBY. Can I get you one more segment?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Beautiful. Let's get you a break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A time to make a change. Just sit down. Take it slowly. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down.
Huh? No tears, boys. We got away from Christmas music for a minute. I know my producer Jeff is very upset with that. He said I've never been so happy to play a Cat Stevens song in my life. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show. Tom Diener. Notice I continue to say John Diener first. I need to stop that, I think. Tom and John Diener, Cedarburg High School. Tom, the head boys basketball coach. John, he is a senior. I can't believe that. That went quick. And heading off to DePaul, we are joined by Mark Miller, WisHoops.net. Big tournament, man. His showcase and the shootout coming up December 27th, 28th, 29th. I'm happy to say that we are, again, the radio partner for the shootout. And every year, I think I say the same thing, Mark. Man, I think this is one of the better lineups. And looking at this year's lineup, it was hard for me to pick teams because there's so many good teams in this thing to put in the commercial that we have running. Obviously, I put Greendale Martin Luther, and then I had to pick some other teams. And I just think this is a great lineup. Congratulations on that.
Thanks. Yeah, we, obviously try to get the better teams involved. It doesn't always work out to get every team, obviously, but I think we got a good mixture of small, medium, and large schools that will provide hopefully the fans of high school basketball with 3 great days of entertainment.
Hey, when you look at some of these teams, like obviously Whitnall and Xavier and Waupun and Mineral Point is awfully good, and Brookfield Academy, we're going to play them tonight. That's a really good team. Day one and then day two, Xavier and the Prairie School. I've seen the Prairie School, and they're loaded. They're really good. Whitnall and Oshkosh North and Kaukauna and Wanakee. You just got, each day there's 3 or 4 games that I think people are going to want to definitely get to. And I was there last year, Mark, when their couple of games were pretty close to being sold out. So my recommendation to people is get there early and stay late.
Yeah, I think that's a good recommendation. You said 4 games a day. I think there's 9 games a day because I got to sit there through all 9.
Yes, yes you do.
And I don't mean to make it sound like it's a hardship because it's always fun. Watching John play the last 2 years.
Right.
And then, of course, John at the state tournament last year. I really appreciate the way he plays the game of basketball, and it's not a surprise. He's got some pretty good bloodlines there with his cousins and with his dad. But having guys like John Diener and Jordan McCabe and Tyler Harrow, and we've had Joey Hauser in the past. Those always bring out those type of players always bring out a lot of fans. But you know what? It's kind of there's a lot of really good young players at some of these schools, and you look at some of the schools and you're like, well, why is a Manitowoc Lutheran involved, or why are and then you go watch them play and you're like, wow, that team's pretty darn good.
Trey Zastro's really good.
Yeah, right. I mean, they beat Oostburg last night, and that was a heck of a win for Manitowoc Lutheran. So even the small schools, they all have players that will go on to play. I heard you guys talking about Division III basketball. The small schools have guys that will go on and play at D3 or
you know, potentially even higher than that. And then, of course, you know, the bigger names like Tyler Harrow and Jordan McCabe. You know, I think the Oshkosh North Brookfield Central game will be one that will be really fun to watch. And those are two really high level D1 schools that I think, you know, when you look at both of those teams, you're like, wow, they both have a chance to potentially win a state championship. So, you know, it's a fun 3 days. I think by then the teams are kind of rounding into shape, which is always nice. You know, they get the kinks out in November and early December, and, you know, by Christmas time, the playing rotations, hopefully the injuries from football have all healed, and the guys are ready to go. And, you know, at that time of the year, too, and Tom can speak to this a little bit, it's kind of neat because at that point you're just thinking basketball. Christmas is over. You're not in school. You know, you got a day or two to practice prior to the competition. And, you know, for the kids involved, I think it's a really fun time to just say, hey, this is great. All we got is basketball right now. We don't have to worry about doing homework, and we don't have to, you know, Christmas in the past. So we got that out of the way. And now we can just concentrate on watching some great hoops and for the players to go out there and really give it their all.
Tom, you I know you guys were in this the last 2 years. Do you enjoy coaching in stuff like this?
Oh, this tournament is outstanding.
It's the best,
you know. And
yeah.
You know, I just got to say, Mark. You know, Mark Miller's what he's done for the state in terms of promoting high school basketball is just, you know,
second to none,
unparalleled. You know, and now this tournament, the way it's gone, you know, over the years, we used to play in it, and he had it at the Al McGuire, and
right.
You know, I've been involved in it for a long time, but. I think the way that it's progressed and the number of teams that are involved and the venue and the organization and everything runs like clockwork and just on and on. It's just a tremendous event.
You know, the fact that the Rick Majerus Foundation has gotten involved in it, Mark, and has actually taken this to a different level with the scholarships that they offer, and I thank them for doing this. And we may try to get them in again in studio if we can to thank them, but you know, with that foundation getting involved in the shootout, in the WBY shootout, it really has taken it to a different level where student-athletes now are being recognized.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because since the Majerus Foundation has been involved, every kid on every team gets a T-shirt from the event that they warm up in the school colors. So they get that as a free of charge, of course. And then you mentioned the scholarships. I think last year we gave out $5,000 scholarships to various athletes, student athletes from the schools that are participating in the event. So every senior that partakes in the event has the opportunity to fill out a scholarship application and write an essay for the possibility of the Majerus Family Foundation picking them as one of the award recipients. And then they use that money, obviously, to help pay for their college as a freshman. And then another thing that they've done that I think is really neat is a plaque for each of the games. We have 27 games, and we select a most valuable player plaque with Rick's picture on it and award that to the player who was chosen the MVP of each game. Kind of a smaller thing, but I think it really means a lot to the kids that are picked, you know, to be recognized as, hey, you really had a heck of a game here, and here's a plaque, and, you know, here's a little bit to learn about a guy like Rick Majerus, who, you know, maybe the younger generation right now, you know, doesn't have a great awareness of who Rick was and what he meant to the game of basketball, not only in Wisconsin, but, you know, at the other stops that he made along his coaching stops too, you know, at Ball State and obviously at Utah and then at St. Louis in addition to his time at Marquette. So we're very, very thankful for the Majerus Family Foundation giving back to the students and to high school basketball the way they do at the event.
Hey, a couple of quick questions before we got to cut you loose.
Sure.
People have asked me where they can get the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook. Wait, can you talk a little bit where people can pick that up?
Yes, it's at Woodman's. If there's Woodman's in the Milwaukee area,
yep.
they're available there. They're available at Sendix, which is another grocery chain in the Milwaukee area, and also at some Piggly Wiggly's. I think booked. There's a bookstore in West Allis. Is it Book Solid maybe or something like that?
Okay.
They're available there. actually, we have a listing of all the locations where they're being sold on WBBY.com. So people can just go there, and we have them listed alphabetically by city. So you can locate, you know, where's closest to you, where you can go out and get one.
And
you can also order it online on WBBY.com if you want to.
Yeah, that,
a bookstore you can order online.
That's the best way to do it, WBBY.com. There's also ticket information for the Rick Majerus Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout, December 27th, 28th, 29th at Concordia University of Mequon. Hey, Mark, really appreciate your time. We will spend the next few weeks highlighting, promoting, celebrating this shootout. And again, great job on this lineup, and it's going to be a good year.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the fan being our media partner again. You guys, you know, this show is another big asset to high school basketball in Wisconsin. I know Tom was you know, giving me some credit before, and I appreciate that. But I think this show is another must stop and must listen to for high school fans in the state. And, you know, promote anything that promotes the game, obviously, is a positive. So thank you for having me on, for being our media partner. And
you bet.
Good luck to Tom and John the rest of the year with Cedarburg. Hopefully we'll see you guys down the road, and have a great day.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it. Again, WBBY.com for information on how to get the yearbook or how to pick up tickets to the shootout. This yearbook is. It's a phenomenal thing. John, I'm sure you have a copy since you're on the cover of it. I mean, you're right there on the cover. You should have a copy of it. I have it. I'm not on the cover. Let's see the picture. Yeah,
my first year coaching at St. Mary Springs High School in 1985 was the first year that that book came out.
Really?
And I remember the first book that Mark did from 1985. We kind of started together, I kind of feel, because I was just a real young guy coming out of college and started coaching. And then he, you know, and so I've kind of seen how far that book has progressed.
Boy, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And you know what? To have your son's picture on the cover of it, that's a huge deal. So make sure you buy about 10 of those and hang on to them. And, you know, if I want his autograph on this one, is he going to charge me for that?
No.
No, that a boy. Yeah, maybe a few years from now, but not now.
Share the sugar.
Yeah, share the sugar. That's going to be something we'll say the rest of our lives. Hey, let's get to a break. Ty Mosler is going to join us for just a couple of minutes, talk a little bit about the Terry Porter that's going on right now. Get some pretty good games today. If you want to get out to a game today, you can come watch Martin Luther play at 7 o'clock. If you don't want to watch that Badger football game, or you can go over to the Terry Porter, and they got great games going on, and we'll talk to him on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by our local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, daddy, don't know when, but we'll get together there.
Diener, back in the day, I wouldn't figure all that stuff out. But now, look at that. A little Christmas music, then father and son, cats in the cradle. Thanks for joining us. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented, as always, by your local Pick and Save stores. John Diener, Tom Diener in studio. Man, these are good guys, giving a lot back to the game of high school basketball. We're joined, speaking of that, joined by the head basketball coach at South Division. The first thing I do when I get this yearbook is I go to South Division and I look at the quotes from Ty Mosler.
Yeah, John and I do the same thing.
You do the same.
It's classic.
Yes. My favorite. Last
year was bilingual.
Our strength, but we're bilingual. I laughed for 2 months on that
thing.
Oh,
it's too funny.
Yeah, this year's was really funny, too.
Yeah,
a million city kids that can dunk, we don't get one of them at South Division. Mosler, you know, next year, I don't know what it's going to be, but I got to tell you, I guess I'm not the only one that the first thing I do is I go look at your quotes, man. It's awesome.
I've never said anything inaccurate. Everything I state is a fact.
This one, I got to read it. Our kids usually do a pretty good job of being patient on offense and understanding that getting a good shot might take more than 35 to 40 seconds. That's a dig at guys like me. We don't have anyone who can dunk, and in an inner city school with more than 1,000 kids, that's very concerning to me. Man, you haven't had a kid 6'3 or bigger your whole career over at South Division.
We do have a couple of 6'3 kids this year, and they can't dunk, and I'm not lying.
Well, that's okay. That's all right, as long as they share the ball and take a charge once in a while.
They do, and we turn it over once in a while also.
There you go. Hey, Terry Porter Classic going on this week. You know, each year we have Jan today, and there's been Saturdays where you've been concerned because it's been a blizzard and you don't know if teams are going to get there. Man, you can't beat the weather this weekend.
No, we've had a couple of good years in a row.
Yep.
About 4 to 5 years ago, we had like a 3-year stretch where I swear every Saturday I was John Milan looking at the Weather Channel trying to figure out what we were going to do, trying to plan ahead a little bit and who was going to make it and who was traveling and couldn't make it and what was going to be on time. So we've lucked out with the weather today.
Hey, right now, I think it probably just got underway, right? The Mesmer-Milwaukee King game?
Yep, Mesmer is winning 8-4 with 12:45 in the first half.
1:15, Wauwatosa West against Milwaukee Vincent. Coach, where you used to coach Milwaukee Vincent, and you played Wauwatosa West, and Mark Miller's doing a good job. Mark Mitchell's doing a pretty good job at Tosa West. He's a good coach, right?
Yeah. We had a tough game against them, and they were very disciplined. Really played the right way, and we had a chance at the end to maybe sneak a win there, but they played a heck of a game, and I think he's doing an outstanding job.
Hey, Ty, a couple other games. Brookfield Central against Milwaukee Washington at 6:30. Really good game. Destiny and Homestead prior to that should be great. And then the nightcap when you got Whitnall and Milwaukee Riverside. Got to be pretty excited about the matchups you have going on today.
I hope so. We usually have pretty good matchups throughout the day. I try to do research to figure out who's pretty evenly matched so we don't have any blowouts because nobody wants to see that, you know, other than maybe the team that wins. But even in most of these cases, when the coaches agree to take on these games and come to these events, which I've stated in the past with other times that, you know you're going to get a pretty tough game. No one's coming to these things that thinks that they're not going to have a strong team. So these matchups only happen if coaches are willing to take on a tough non-conference game early on and see what your team's strengths and weaknesses are. So hopefully throughout today the games are evenly matched, so we see good games throughout the day.
Yeah, and the one that I didn't mention, 3 o'clock Franklin against Milwaukee Hamilton. Ty, what does it cost to get in?
Today it's $6 for the whole day. Like every other year, we don't do sessions. Once you pay your $6, you're here all day. You can watch as many games as you want. Senior citizens and students with an ID are $5, and kids 10 and under are free.
I think I'd get in for $5. That's pretty good. I appreciate that, Ty. You know, I love the fact that you pay at the door, and you don't have to, you know, pay if you want to step out and use the bathroom. Some of these guys are making you pay to get back in after that. Terry Porter's going on at Milwaukee South Division. Ty, appreciate your time. Let me know if you got anything else going on. I'd always like to have you in studio and like talking to you. How's your team look this year?
There's a few adjectives I could come up with. We're struggling right now. We really, really struggle to score. We got good kids who play hard. They're just inexperienced and have a lot to figure out yet. So hoping that we find a core group of guys that show up every day to practice and keep playing hard and let them know if you do that, you'll be better in January and February.
That's awesome. Ty Mosler, again, you want to head over to South Division. You want to see some really good high school basketball. $6 to get in. You can stay the whole day. Great games throughout the day. The nightcap at 8:15 with Whitnall and Milwaukee Riverside. Ty, appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Yep, thanks for having me on. Have a good day, guys.
You got it. See you, Ty. You know, Tom, I've asked people throughout the years, and since you left the city, who's the best coach in the city? And a lot of guys talk about Ty. He's a really good basketball coach.
Yeah, just really, really outstanding. He's got the relationship with the kids and teaches the game and gets them to play the right way. I was at Vincent when he first came to South Division, and that was really a tough spot yep. for him. And he had been in college coaching some junior college basketball, I think out in Arizona. And
You know, he put himself in the draft. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I do that. Yeah, my wife Christina is from the same high school.
Oh,
actually, he's in the same graduating class at Muquanago High School.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm real familiar with that.
Back in the day, John, you could do that. You put your name in the draft, and he was at UW Waukesha, I think. He put his name in the draft, and it was the first time I had him on. I said, "Did you really do that?" He was like, "Yeah." It was kind of a joke, but it was fun. And from that moment on, I've gotten along with him.
You know, I got to say, I hope he stays there, you know, for a long time. The city conference really, really needs him. He is just an outstanding person, coach, athletic director, the whole thing. And, you know, I know that he wasn't in favor of that shot clock. So and I don't know that he would have continued coaching if the shot clock would have came in. So I'm hoping that he'll stay because the city conference needs Ty.
There's nobody on my side. Yeah. Some of my guys are on my side. You know anybody who's for it but me?
I haven't really discussed it much with, you know, too many people.
Yeah.
You know, they probably don't want to talk to me because they know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
That might be the case. Yeah. Why were you so against it?
I really like the discipline it takes to make 30, 40 passes. That's not an easy thing for young men to do.
Right.
And it's not an easy thing to teach. So I'm in favor of the discipline that it takes to play that way and controlling tempo. I think the college coaches have it a little easier by not having to do that. And so I guess I'm not in favor of, the way I look at it is I'm not in favor of less teaching and less discipline. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and I'll add to that. I think you look at the NBA, it's 24 seconds, and that's with LeBron James. College, they just changed to the 30, and that's with really good college players. But even if you look at the high school teams, a lot of these high school teams, you know, they just don't have the talent. You know, you're going to see a lot of bad shots if they're forced to take a shot within 35 seconds.
But can I ask, and just from my side, as coaches, then we would have to teach kids what a good shot is early in the shot clock, middle of the shot clock, and then how to get a good shot at the end of the shot clock.
Yeah, but it takes more than 35 seconds at the high school level to do that. If you're okay, you want to get a good shot. Not every team can. Yeah, you can teach that. You can try to teach that, but a lot of times it's going to take a little more time to get that kind of a good shot. So I think you're going to end up with some quick shots, some shots that aren't as good, and
less coaching influence. I think talent will just take over the high school game.
You think that?
Yeah,
I think depending on the coaching staff and how good you are at teaching, and I think getting kids to get ready to play in college, because at all college level you're going to have that shot clock. I was excited about it because I've seen it at different high schools in different states, and you know, after that first year, I really think it enhanced the game. But that's just me. I was excited about it. We have kids that take bad shots early, late, all the time. So, you know, we got to get those kids to take better shots. And you've seen us play. We're not fouling as much as we were over at Brooks Central.
Yeah, boy, you guys were really reaching
We had to guard your kid.
I'll tell you what, you got a nice team, though.
Thanks.
I love your team.
Yeah, we got
and
a
you're
chance.
Deep, and you play defense, and you guys get after it, and Wallersheim does a great job. You're a fun team. That conference, is just a great conference.
You try to guard your kid and not reach.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, not a bad point, right? Let's get to a break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's old school right here. John has no idea what's going on, but his dad Tom and I are rocking out to Sly and the Family Stone. It is a family affair. And I'll tell you, Coach, it's been to sit back and watch this happen with you and John, for a guy like me that's been through it, and I really do like that, those stories of where a father can coach his son, and they're you know, at the end they're buddies and they're friends, and they have so much to talk about. I can tell you this, that my son made me and I have it on jump drive at my desk if you want to see it. He made me a highlight video of himself as a freshman in college and a senior, and he said, I'll do this for you, but never show this to anybody. Mm-hmm. I go, okay. He goes, promise? I go, yeah. I've shown it to everybody I've ever met. I completely lied to him. Yeah. He comes here, and there are guys going, hey, I saw your video, and he's looking at me, and I said, I lied. Yeah. I don't care. What do I care? I'm so proud of the way, you know, you played. And so every once in a while, I watch it. And all I can say to you, Tom, is to enjoy every last second of this stuff. And I know you have. Enjoy every last second that you and your family, it is a family affair here, right? Your wife comes to games?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate. My wife has been just, you know, a tremendous supporter. Even before we had kids, you know, at the Vincent days, right, and the Hamilton days, you know, weekends and games and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I actually met my wife at Vincent High School. She was a teacher there, and I was a teacher there, and that's kind of where we met. So she kind of knew the deal from the jump off, and
yep.
She's been really supportive, and it's been a lot of fun.
Special place, and I say this, special place in heaven for coaches' wives, because they hear about all the bad stuff when you win a state championship or get to the state final. Nobody puts a microphone, but she's been through the run. You know, she's been through this. Does she talk to you about basketball at all, John?
She goes to all the games, and I don't hear anyone cheering louder than her. Have you?
Right.
Her infamous chant is rebound, and you'll hear that.
I got to get her on her staff, because I know our rebounding would be much better if she's in our practices.
It's something to see.
Yes.
I think I'm telling you.
She's big on rebounding.
So yes. That's what my wife was.
One word.
My wife would go, do you teach boxing out? Do your kids ever box out?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, honey, is there anything else? No, they played well, but do you guys ever box out? And I'm like, no, we actually tell them at practice, don't box out. That's what our drill is. So, yeah, it sounds like you guys are having fun. And this, for me, I, like I said, Tom, I'm a big fan, and I go back to that first year that you would come in, and you came in, and that turned the show into something, and I appreciate you doing that. Your sister's pretty good players? The one?
I have a sister that's a sophomore. She actually tore her ACL like a year ago, but she plays basketball and tennis. She's good at both. She just plays for fun, though.
Okay.
And then my eighth grade sister plays basketball and tennis, and I think she's going to be a really good basketball player. She loves the game, and I think she'll have a bright future.
Hey, when you head down to DePaul, have you thought about that? Have you thought about the day that you get to get down there and get on campus and start working out with those boys, or is that something I can think about till basketball season's done here?
I really try not to think about it a lot, but I went on an official visit in October, and I just kind of put it into reality, you know, that'll be me and come June. So that was pretty cool. But I try and focus on the high school season for now and have fun with that.
If DePaul's on playing and on TV, are you watching? Do you want to see?
I've watched all their games this year, yeah.
Watch some of the guys that you're going to get a chance to play with next year.
And for sure.
Maybe where they like the ball on the floor, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. You'll get. You'll make a decision at the end of this year what you're going to do next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll be doing some kind of basketball, something. You know, I just love the sport.
Yeah, well, you know, if you teaching, so. You retire, you're
yeah,
you
maybe.
Come right here.
Yeah, you guys.
It'd be the
I could see that.
The McDiener show. Yeah. The mix got
to
go
we'd
first,
have to
though.
Share, we'd have to share the mic. We'd have to share the sugar and share the mic.
I get better. I get better at that. I kind of like, I talk a lot.
We got practice tomorrow, and I'm going to be talking about sharing the sugar, man.
Sharing the sugar. No.
That's the takeaway today.
Well, we're talking about it tonight, man. Thank you for that, Coach. Guys, thank you. John, it's nice to meet you, young man. Everything your dad has told me about is true, and good luck this year.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we'll be cutting those nuts down. Or maybe Martin Luther right before you guys. I don't know, man. We got a long way to go, I'll tell you that. Thanks for listening. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.